Yeah, there's stuff like that. I'm an IT guy, and back in my earlier days, I used to manage a room full of like 40 CAD stations at this job shop I was working at, and that they had these larger, they were 24-inch tube monitors for the CAD. We call them tubes for the CAD stations. But they were old CRT monitors of a fairly large size, and there was 40 some of them in this room, and occasionally one would act up, and apparently me and only one other person, because you are super sensitive to like some high frequency, and I'd be like, there, one of these monitors is acting up, it's driving me nuts, I gotta find it, and I'd hone in on it and like start turning them off. I'm like, this one right here is bad, it's going back, getting a warranty. They're like, what? There's nothing wrong with it. It works fine. I'm like, no, it doesn't work fine. It's driving me insane. We need to replace it.
finally, somebody that could relate to me. I haven't found anybody that's that sensitive to that stuff before. Starting to think I was the only one. You'd be in a classroom or a room with a bunch of tech, and 9 out of 10 times there'd be something in there that's defective. And I found out that it's a capacitor, especially on the monitors. And when that capacitor goes bad or goes out, the device starts emitting a psyop frequency that, if you're sensitive to it, it will cause you some discomfort and drive you nuts. I don't know if it hurts you or not, but my ears would hurt from it.